If you like random, lots of shenanigans, and all of the topics, and not so random special guests and interviews, tune in Tuesday night, 7:30 till 9 p.m. on 98.1 FM, or check out the live stream for your weekly random rendezvous with Reza on
Reglen Community Radio.
ReglenRadio.com. Kia ora, everyone. I'm back. It's been a minute, like 2 months or so. And 4 weeks of that, I was away, like away, overseas. And the rest of the time, I just didn't feel like doing the radio. I'm so sorry. I didn't have any music nor anything to talk about. Just felt like hibernating a bit and going through my post-holiday blues. But I do have some new tunes. I'm all into Afrobeats lately, so we're going to hear a lot of that tonight. And we also have Neil back on air with our Reglen Rage. He was also away for a while, so we'll see. We'll see what we come up with. 2 months of rage. I'm sure there's some. First up is Preta. Oh, June Freedom with Preta. At some nice Portuguese. Great dude.
Só pões pé na hora, poxa. Expressão beleza que não pode tapar palavras. Minuto, uma boa, sorro. Só pão falar-me sentimenta, se não tá com chateada. Maneira que bota anda, bota uma elegância. Qualquer chunque popta, vou pé transformar logo no passarela. Esta só vou dançar, o universo tá para. Só te contempla, vou corpo te mexer. Prata boa é diva, prata boa é diva. Prata boa tem que groove, que ele tá bem ladilhas. Da amanhã sem roupa, vestida de melanina. Tanga mexe o sol que só a presença te ilumina. Depois sinto-me brilhar, se que pode que mais joia mostrar. Mundo tudo bom, ginga. Mas fazer pra boa, proteger boa energia. Ele maior patrimônio, botem que dar valor. Botem que dar valor, yeah, yes. Maneira que bota anda, botem uma elegância. Qualquer chunque popta, vou pé transformar logo num passarela. Preta só vou dançar, o universo te para. Só te contempla, vou corpo mexer. Preta boa é diva, preta boa é diva. Preta boa tem que groove, que ele também ladilhas. Da amanhã sem roupa, vestida de melanina. Preta anga mexe o sol, que só a presença te ilumina.
Minha boa está,
my baby don't vex, oh. baby, don't vex so. Don't vex so.
I just wanna get behind you on the dance floor. Then I take you back to the back of the dance club. Handsome, always call me handsome. Then I hand rub, throw tantrums. If you leave me, that's it, Lord. No lie, when I ride on that beat, I just try to supply, gonna be good. Thank you, don't even care much, I'm indoor. Rip good, but I think I'm an asshole. Fuck me good, then I fuck so long that the moon and the sun superposition shit is sick, cool. And I roll it over, I call it a pick roll. I'm on top, I don't mind if we switch roles. Next morning when we leave, you can switch clothes. Pissed off, you ain't get my number when I hit door. Real nice with the words, but I mean with a nice stroke. And I kinda bite though, aight ho.
Bad belly when she get. You gon' try, try, she no forget. No, no forgiveness, so to the left, to the left. Wanna take a real life reset. She said, nah, don't make no effect, oh, ha, ha. And I say, no vex, oh. No vex, oh, ha. My baby don't vex, oh. My baby don't vex, oh. Don't vex so, my baby, don't vex so, don't vex so.
Told you it's gonna be a lot of Afrobeats tonight. That was Kai Tranada, 89 Fly, Air Pen Smith, and Gold Link. And before that, my new crush, June Freedom, who is born and raised in the States, but born in Cabo Verde, which is very, very far west of Mauritania, which is Africa. So he mixes a lot of languages in his tunes, which is what I really like. And not just Afrobeats tonight, promise, but I just rediscovered this precious tune. Oh my gosh, such a throwback. That's Cassie with Long Way to Go.
Get intimate, even though they know I really ain't into it.
You're not into it?
I'm not into it. I already know the game and I've been through it. See, I buy my own bags, my boots, my jeans. Will a rock with my rebel yell underneath. You wanna step to me? Since you got a long way to go. Rock with me, you claim that you're so hot. And you say you got skills in the bedroom. Try to flirt when you're so not. Had a chance, you still never come through. You say you wanna come see me. Cause you know your girlfriend wanna be me. I'ma tell you why you can't. Said you got a long way to go. Say you wanna love me. Wanna love me, wanna touch me. Think twice cause you got a long way to go. Don't know how to act, better fall back. It's not that cause you got a long way to go. It's not that deep, take it easy. You wanna please me, got a long way to go. I'm a bad girl, you wanna get close. Hands up cause you got a long way. I love it when they try to get scandalous. Even though they know they really can't handle it.
They can't handle it?
They can't handle it. Trying to take me out to dinner, I cancel it. If you really wanna know me, first of all, you should never try to get too personal. Cause I meant it when I said that you got a long way to go. Yeah. You claim that you're so hot. And you say you got skills in the bedroom. You try to frown when you're so not. Had a chance, you still never come through. You say you wanna come see me. Cause you know your girlfriend wanna be me. I'ma tell you why you can't. Said you got a long way to go. Say you wanna love me. Touch me, think twice, cause you got a long way to go. Don't know how to act, better fall back. It's not that, cause you got a long way to go. It's not that deep, take it easy. You know what please when you got a long way to go. I'm a bad girl, you wanna get close. Hands up, cause you got a long way. You claim that you're so hot. And you say you got skills in the bedroom. You try to find where you're so mad. Had a chance, you still never come through. You say you wanna come see me. Cause you know your girlfriend wanna be me. Touch me, think twice, cause you got a long way to go. Don't know how to act, better fall back. It's not that, cause you got a long way to go. It's not that deep, take it easy. Come on, please, when you got a long way to go. I'm a bad girl, I wanna get close. Hands up, cause you got a long way to go. Wanna love me, wanna touch me. Think twice, cause you got a long way to go. Don't know how to act, better fall back. It's like that, cause you got a long way to go. It's not that deep, take it easy. Come on, please, when you got a long way to go. Yeah, said you got a long way to go. Rock with me now. Got a long way to go.
Back in 2006, that was a super popular song, Cassie with Long Way to Go. Just to throw in a little bit R&B and hip-hop here in my very Afrobeat-heavy playlist, which is what we're going to do next. French Montana and Swae Lee with Unforgettable.
I saw me to look. be corner, corner. Waka, waka, when you enter, I'm a licha. Baby, corner, corner. Could you give me sugar? Wala, wala. Macho Mona Lisa, 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 Macho Mona Lisa. Girl, I'll be foolish if I don't let you indulge me. Your lips like poison, I take my chance with you.
Body parts, all of them very shakeable body parts. That was Loja and Zars with Mona Lisa. And before that, we had Unforgettable from French, Montana, and Swali. And up next, let's mix it up a little bit in this very Afrobeat heavy playlist here on Rendezvous with Reza on a Monday night. This is London Grammar, Hey Now, in the RT remix. Takes a little bit to warm up, but then it gets good, so bear with me. And Neil is about 10 minutes away, and then we're gonna do some reg and rage. We'll be right back. listening to Rendezvous with Reza on 98.1 Raglan Community Radio for another hour, and just patiently waiting for Neil to pop in to do some raging. And this was London Grammar with Hey Now in the RT remix. And yeah, just to, you know, when you sometimes add a song to your playlist and you don't remember what it was, that's one of those songs. Kevin Crew and Liz Donovana Crew with The Spark. Yep, I do remember now. So that was Kevin Crew with The Spark, unmistakably with an adorable Irish accent, which for the people out there who know me, know I have a thing for Scottish and Irish accents. So that's a drum and bass song written for a youth project in Cork, which kind of, yeah, racked up millions of views and listeners and kind of made it quite big, with a bunch of kids in the music video as well. So that's fun. And here's another banger from back in the days. Timbaland, The Way I Are.
I ain't got no reason. Listen, baby girl, I ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat. So listen, baby girl, once you get a dose of dough, you gon' want some more. So listen, baby girl, when I make it, I want you there. I want you there, yeah.
Timbaland, that was a classic from 2007, The Way I Are. Yeah, it's a lot of R&B, hip-hop, and Afrobeats tonight, funnily enough. And we also got the Master of Rage here again. Hi, Neil.
Good evening.
It feels like forever.
It has been a few years, hasn't it?
Kind of. Yeah, at least 2 months, I'd say.
Yeah, although it feels like 2 months, but then it doesn't really. It feels like...
feels like 2 years.
Feels like we're home, you know, we're... here we are.
Well, that's good. I'm sure while you were overseas, you were doing a lot of research, looking through all sorts of
definitely.
Facebook groups over there in Scotland, which I'm pretty sure they have some rage going on over there.
They do. There is a bit of rage. There's rage everywhere in the world, isn't
everywhere.
There?
Everywhere. We love it.
And I guess the Facebook groups allow that rage to be put in its little box.
Yeah. It has a place, right?
Yeah, yeah. This and is the place you go.
You read it and then you immediately forget about it and never worry about
it
again.
And it feels better. People must be saving a lot on counselling fees, eh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've never even...
Because they're working through some of the issues
working
online.
Working through their stuff, through their ships.
And yourself, you had a good time over
yes.
back home?
Way too good, which is why I probably should have let out some more rage on the notice board because I was struggling when I came back. You
as
know,
you
reality.
Yeah,
reality
back to reality. So this beautiful weird. Place.
Mm. How was it for you?
It's great. And it is the same. You know, you come back and you've got lots of those great memories and connections and people and places and smells and that kind of stuff. But it's really lucky to come back to a great place. So fortunate to come back to a good place. And summer is just...
around the corner!
It's just coming and...
I can smell spring.
I can. Is that what that smell is in
that's
here?
What that smell is yeah. like. Yeah, that's that. All right, should we dive right into what I have like two or three things that I found
nice
in my hectic months and months long research now. Just kidding. Nobody is doing research for Reagan Community Radio. I'm sure some people are.
But when I was traveling, you go online and you do see a few things and you're like, yes.
Yeah.
There it is.
There it is. It's everywhere
going.
The same.
Just because we're away doesn't
yeah,
mean it
stops. People don't just stop because we're gone.
It's right
I mean,
there.
We know they're just doing the content for us.
That's what I thought, you know, that right? people are just doing some of these issues.
Mm. Now Bexy's away too, so
she'll be listening.
Surely,
hi, hope you're having a great trip.
In Lombok.
Yeah.
Lombok, whatever.
Having a good time.
But she can't support our, you know, as a sponsor, she can't support our Reagan Rage at the moment. But that's fine.
That's fine.
We take other people. So what's happening there? All on right. the line.
Well, there is a lot. Today.
Today.
A few days ago, whoever's the farmer on the divvy, your cows are out on the road.
That was one of mine. But hey, maybe that's supposed to be like, I mean, I don't know anything about farming, but maybe it's supposed to be cows.
Maybe the cows are supposed to go out and just get a nice little bit of grass and
just
tidy
go
up
for
the weeds on the highway.
You know, go for a stroll. See something different. Maybe that's supposed to be that
and
way.
And then someone else said we had 3 sheep today.
Oh, for dinner or?
I'm not too sure. I'll take one. I had a cage on 2. Going for a look now, so people are, you know, up there.
Trying to look for some sheep to
catch.
Yes,
sheep and cows.
Okay. So a lot of animal issues.
Yeah, animals getting out Someone's obviously opened the gate.
Which gate to where? To what?
I guess the farm.
But
the fence has
fallen
over. Maybe
it's the same gate where the cows just went for a walk.
But then someone posted down the fence has fallen over.
Oh. Yeah, that's no good.
It's a hard bit being a farmer, right? It's always maintenance.
Mm, fences.
And people climbing over fences and they damage them. They don't climb over by the strong post.
Oh, yes. Yeah, people don't do that. People, if you are the fence climbers out there, use the strong post.
And someone said, is this why we crawl down the divvy at a snail's pace, the Savo?
That's exactly
that
the
is
reason.
Quite slow. Do you think? I think it would be faster than a snail's pace. Snails do travel quite slow.
Yeah. I mean, but also, isn't the drive over the divvy always slow with or without cows or any other animals on the street?
It can be. I've noticed if you set your alarm in the morning, so if you set your alarm in the morning, like you're 6:30, you know, 6 or 7,
mm-hmm.
you'll get the traffic. But if you set your alarm, because everyone's getting up breakfast, then they go. But if you set it like 6:37, you miss a few minutes and it seems to be a bit easier, the flow better.
That's the interesting, secret to the
interesting.
Divvy.
Yeah, I've done that a few times and I noticed it this morning when I left. But if I leave the standard time.
Wow.
So a bit of thoughts out there. But obviously everyone don't do that because it won't work.
Yeah. Okay, I'll leave tomorrow 6:47.
So there we go, a bit of cows, but no harm done by the looks.
Cool. There was some harm done not too long ago. I think there was an accident when we just got back.
And this is another video that's cool.
7 3/4, and today,
what's that?
Today he's getting his meals delivered, but on Friday he'll be delivering the meals on wheels around the community as well. So yeah, good on you, Fred.
Plus Thursday, this couple of weeks.
Oh, double shift this week.
So it's just a little shout out to Fred, who is 97 Fred. Years old and does meals on wheels.
So, oh my God, Fred.
Yes, he lives just down the road from me. He's a fantastic man. And there's a bit of a shout out to Fred.
Because rage can be anything, you know.
Can be.
It's all the rage, you know. It's something great.
Rage. Good on you, Fred. 97 and delivering meals for wheels. That's outstanding.
I mean, I'm not even 40 yet and I don't do that. Some food for thought.
Not yet.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe when you're 97, maybe you will.
Yeah.
So we just want to do a big shout out to all our listeners out there who are tuned in.
That's just, you know, so you know what's going on. Raglan Rage here on Raglan Community Radio, rendezvousing with Reza and Neil. And before we go back to, I mean, I'm sure we have so much more stuff to cover from the Noseboard, because you probably did the last months, like just save, right? Yeah, of course, when you're on holidays, nothing to do. So we get into this in a little bit. Here's some Rufus Du Sol for you, just to get some mouse than the Afrobeats and hip-hop hectic playlist from today.
Sitting in the backseat, it's playing on my conscience. Driving down the back street, you're keeping me up. Set it in the basement, you wrote it in the concrete. Saying that you want me, it's never enough. So you give me your love, and you give me your love. Baby, this love,
That's the longest outro ever. That was Rufus du Sol with All I've Got. And with me is Neil, still here on Rendezvous with Reza on 98.1 Reagan Community Radio.
Welcome, listeners. Welcome, one and all, to a bit of rage, a bit of Reagan rage. What is happening on our Reagan notice board page?
Mm-hmm.
Here's one from the 26th of August.
Oh.
Because we haven't been on for a while, so
we're
going back.
We have to go back. So we go back 4 weeks ago.
So it's old news, but it's not old news because we're keeping it fresh.
It's always the same.
And it's still online. Which one of yous is dumping your shit on the Manga Tauwhiri corner?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Do these humans just expect it to disappear?
The answer to that is yes.
Unfortunately, it's been happening for years and will continue.
Yeah.
Why, though?
Why? Just why?
That's a question for people that are doing it.
Is that really what that person's saying?
Because too many lazy fellas now.
Well, okay, so answering your own question there, right? Basically asking, but then because there's too many lazy people.
Oh, there's a different person.
Oh.
Yeah, different people coming in.
Okay.
Oh,
so actually people are looking for reasons why people dump their trash on the corner.
So there's a lot of tires. And someone says, those tires still good. Yeah, someone's grabbed them. So there you go.
There you go. Maybe it was like, you know what people do when they get rid of their shit and just put it in front of their house.
Yeah.
And you just take whatever you need. Maybe that's what that was.
Well, I don't agree with dumping rubbish anywhere, but with the cost of living these days, it's not surprising, really. Feeding the whānau or paying rising dump fees. It would be great if there was a way for people who are struggling financially in the community to help, be able to help dump their rubbish for free.
You know what I like to see on this common thread? Somebody who says, I wholeheartedly agree with dumping trash on the side of the road. This is what everybody should do. I mean, nobody would ever say that, right?
No, most people are scums. Watch out, these vile, foul-mouthy scumbags will swear you so horribly and nothing gets done about their filth, just shows their true character.
I think this is...
Report to council.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Put a recording camera up, out of sight.
Yeah, on the corner of a road.
Then someone says, knock yourself out.
Why
just
not?
Just lazy and disgusting humans, no shame. Notice something every time we drop our legit blue bag, very disheartening for our waste progressive community. Might pay to clean it up now or
I'm
others.
I'm so impressed of how many comments things like that get.
Any papers of ID? I know sometimes in Hamilton where I work, we have the odd people dump stuff off. And
yeah.
I do go through the bag. I did find
some goodies.
I did find a nice pair of sunglasses, gave them a good wash.
But
a lot of it could have been recycled.
Yeah.
So that's the other sad thing, that a lot of that could have been
put into the right
good use,
recycling containers.
But it is frustrating for people when we're trying to, make the place, keep the place spick and span.
Well, I say it again. I think littering is just fine. No, I'm just kidding. I just wish somebody would comment that there just to create some more rage. Be like, I don't know what you're on about. This is fine. Just dump your trash. It's okay.
No one will see it. Put it in an area where no one will see.
If nobody sees it, it's fine, right?
It's fine. Hide it away.
And then just 300 comments. Oh.
Just burn it?
Yeah. I mean, that's what most people in Kenya did, you know?
Yeah.
I always said, like, oh, the smell of burnt trash. That's how I remember Kenya. It always smells like something is always burning somewhere. Oh, it's trash. Yeah. That's an easy way to get rid of stuff. My neighbors do it, so must work.
There you go. Nothing like a bit of burnt plastic.
No,
your breakfast.
And you can tell by the color of the smoke.
Amazing colors,
what they're burning. It's like, yeah, that's not wood or paper. That's some toxic
stuff. And they're probably happy telling their neighbors that smoking's bad for you while standing over a fire burning plastic.
While working in a meth lab. Just kidding. We're just being facetious.
We don't work in a meth lab.
No.
Or know of one.
No, we certainly do not. All right, what else do we have?
There's a bit of stuff, eh? This was back in 23rd of August. Oh, I think the 23rd, 24th, 25th was a good time for people to let steam off.
Well, it was the end of the winter, so I guess people get a bit more frustrated towards the end of winter, hey?
This is a great question. By Simon, where do I go... Where do I go to do a burnout around here? Just asking for a cousin.
Yeah, I like that one.
And I think that's great. He's asking.
He's asking. He's like, hey, he's asking, where do people appreciate my proper burnout?
And lots of great comments.
There must be people who are like, come on here. Yeah, my road, my street. Love it.
Rangatahi is the place to go.
Yeah. That's who said that? Not somebody who lives on Rangatahi.
That's Jared.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Jared.
Hey, Jared.
Hamilton, go man. We do not want hooligans here to stuff up our beautiful beaches and our tranquility. So, obviously, going to Hamilton.
Yeah, go to Hamilton.
We've got the dumb moron.
What about, because you want to do it on paved areas, right? You don't want it on a park or on grassy bits, right? Because it's about the swiveling of the car.
Yeah.
It's not about the marks it leaves, right? It's about, woo, we're shoo.
Grass can be good as well. Not that I'm.
Because then use some paved areas, like, I don't want to say the rugby ground parking lot, but that.
No, I think you'd get in a lot of trouble. See, there's boys there just going up the road.
That one
now.
Looks they're like he's looking listening. For a blow. He's like, oh my God, they just said they're in there. Let's go, bro. Right.
Yeah, we got the Rangatahi Bridge. Quite a lot for Rangatahi.
Must be Rangatahi haters.
Back to Auckland. We've got Feel Cool Yet. That's quite a cool comment, eh?
Feel Cool Yet.
Someone else said, for a 70-year-old lady, she sure runs her mouth while she still can.
Oh, God.
There's some great comments. Oh, here's a good one. Outside the police station.
That's a good place to do a... Mm-hmm.
Your undies, then you can go downtown if you're good enough.
I don't get that. What?
Skids.
Oh, yeah.
Skids. Yeah, it's a bit of a far-fetched one.
Yeah.
And, that's a good one. My undies are my favorite spot. I can share. There's enough room for both of us.
That's nice.
That's a that's kind really, of a positive, I guess.
That's but really kind. To
a lot of Hamiltons
them.
In your own backyard. Even better, do it on your front lawn, outside your house.
I mean, surely the person asking was just trying to be facetious and just trying to be...
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. I don't think that was a serious, like, hey, where can I fuck stuff up, you know?
How about outside your front gate at 3 a.m.? I wonder if the person's going, actually, that's a good... library, way out in the wops. That's probably a good...
Yeah, out in the wops. It's probably the best place.
In your mother's driveway.
Wop 23... A Street, that's a good place, I've heard.
On the beach?
Mm. Oh, yeah. If you make it onto the beach with your car. Need four-wheel drive.
I did it once and got told off. Not like anyone was walking on it. And was only a few handbrakes and clutch kickers. Just sand. It goes away the next day when it's high tide. So obviously someone's down on the beach doing that, which can be a bit risky, can't it?
We have seen situations where that gets risky and people get stuck and are wondering like, oh my God, what happened? Why is my car stuck in the water? Well, I mean, the easy way out here, it's just like what my grandma said about sex and pregnancy.
Mm.
If you want to prevent things from happening, don't do them, right? Can't get pregnant if you don't have sex. So don't do a burnout, not ruining anything.
There you go.
Just don't. Don't do it anywhere. Never.
Or a bit of Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. Let some steam off there. Or your undies, as also stated. I'm going to do another tune here real quick. That's Davido and Musa Keys with Unavailable.
You know.
I'm unavailable. They know they see me. 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 I'm sorry for who won't be my matter. Sorry, I'm only human. Human, so make nobody bad out. Say I carry woman. She na man way. Fuck all the rumors.
watch on my IG, changing my life. Oh, how my mama proud of me. She got me going. This fan took all my freedom. Cause I'm a tip for Bella. Save the room or shy. Girl, go jealous. Got a tip for Bella. I'm a tip for Bella. Save the room or shy. Girl, go jealous. Got a tip for Bella. Cause I'm a tip for Bella. Save the room or shy. Girl, go jealous. Got a tip for Bella.
Davido and who else? Musa Keys with Unavailable. Good tune, good tune. Hard to sit still. And with me is still Neil. He's going through his finally collected and curated Raglan Rage from the Notice Board stuff. Because there's so many things we missed in the last two-ish months, which are probably not going to go that far back. But we've gone back to the 23rd of August. So, because some of those things are always... You know,
yeah, they're going to happen. They're going to keep rehappening. Yeah. And
the old stuff is the new stuff.
It's a bit of a flavor, isn't it?
Mm, mm, mm.
A lot of traffic in town tonight, isn't there?
It's for a Monday. For a Monday night, it's busy.
Yeah, a lot of people out and about. I was thinking that.
First, I was like, oh, yeah, Tuesday, it's always busy. And then it's not Tuesday. So,
yeah.
Don't know. Don't know what's going on.
A lot of traffic. Unless there's a sale on.
At 8 o'clock at night.
Well, we don't have a Briscoe's, do we?
No.
So here's a comment from, this is August the 22nd. A lot of August, isn't there?
A lot of August. As we discussed. There was a lot of August.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just wondering how I can become a Raglan local. Do I purchase land in Rangitahi?
See, when somebody asks that, I already feel like, oh, you're so full of ships. You know, you're just messing with a notice board. You just want to get like screamed at and yelled at. You're asking for it.
So you got a great comment. You got to be able to drive from Hamilton to Raglan without braking once.
Yep. Excellent.
That's Manny.
Truth.
Know Manny well. I think the only way to become a local is to have a conversation with Troy Fell on Saturday night about extraterrestrial. There we go.
Yeah. All right.
What else?
Yeah, there must be a few things that you have to endure, probably. If you use the word local as a real definition, I'm like, well, people who are born and raised here probably are the locals of the locals. Yeah, yeah. I would never call myself a local. You know, 8 years, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, it doesn't matter to me.
Well, someone says born and raised 30 something years, and I'm not even a local.
Why is that? Is that all that they say? They just say that? No explanation?
No explanation.
Okay.
Well, the process usually is fill out your application and pay the fee of 2 sacks of kina, 2 sacks of power, 10 snapper, and they will get you to within 2 days if you don't hear back more, and you should get the answer real quick. Brilliant.
And that's how you become a local.
If you had to run the 3 bridges for cross country at Raglan Area School and jump off the Raglan West Bridge for PE, your heart will always belong to Raglan. That's all pretty right. Cool. Nice one, eh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, going to school here is probably also a good way to become a local. I mean, if you're too old, then, well, it's your fault.
When you can remember when all the girls couldn't leave Raglan fast enough, one's leaving school, and how all the people from over the hill called it Ragland and scoffed at mud flats and black sand. Now they say, I always loved Raglan. Yeah, right.
Hmm.
Some great now comments. Hey, this is history. This is history.
We're making
here.
History, you guys, on the regular notice board.
If you ate
board.
Pies from the Duck Inn, you were local.
Duck Inn.
So it used to be a cool little kind of, it was like a dairy, bigger version of a dairy, but they did have good pies just down here.
Next to the
laundromat along there. That
oh, yeah.
Kind of exact
what
spot.
Happened? Did they close?
Not sure. I remember getting lollies there and drinks. It was a good little spot. When the shops were shut on a Wednesday, Arvo, you're local.
Okay. As in like that long ago when things were closed down.
I don't remember that. That's because it's going back, isn't it?
Well.
Born in the old Raglan Hospital.
Which is the rest? Is the rest home the hospital that used to be a hospital? Okay, yep.
So great comments. Great comments.
Just talking a bit about localism.
No matter what country, same question. So much ships, but it's brought up a lot of memories, a lot of discussion.
That's good. People discussing things that don't hurt no one. You know, no hate about slow driving. Just a little bit of corridor about who's local, how you become local. Fill out the application, deliver your power,
your tin snapper,
and your kidneys, and then you'll be fine.
So lots more comments in there. I'll leave you to dig deep into that
one. How many are there? Like 300, 200?
There's quite a few, and I've been going.
Oh, wow. So people are really engaged in that one.
That is a good
Man.
One. We can pop that out next year as well if someone else wants to pop that up on the page.
Crazy.
There's someone says this ships never get tiring.
And might not for some people.
Here's a great comment. Could always try car detailing or losing your dog in Raglan. A lot of car detailers in Raglan, eh? Having problems.
Yeah. I'm like, how did that become a thing?
Don't know. What I was thinking was I would like to offer my support in that. I have noticed a lot of car detailers having issues and problems. I thought we could organise a support group.
Car dealer support group.
Yeah, get the 100 car detailers all together, maybe at the town hall, and just say, hey, we're here to support you, wrap around support.
Yeah.
I'm sure Mike at the community house will jump on board as well.
What do you need?
And let's get some people into
from your community. Yeah.
Maybe discussion, do you think we have too many in the town?
And who of you can just stop?
Yeah.
Please come forward. I wouldn't even know why I would ask their services. I'm like, can you make a living off that? Is that a thing?
I think, yeah, definitely in bigger cities. Yeah,
bigger definitely. Cities, of course, but not in Raglan. Yeah.
It's like if you smash your car,
yeah,
then you take it to the panel beaters and it comes back and it's been groomed and it looks amazing. It looks like, you know, when you go to a car yard, I guess that's and you go in the car and it smells nice. Some people can afford to do that all the time. Get the car. Can you keep my car?
And you can't do anything to my car to make it look better. It has moss everywhere. I think I need a toothbrush to like properly clean it.
Get in there.
And also nobody would. I don't think I could even pay people to clean it at this stage. It takes too long. It's just not worth it. So that's why I leave it. So that's that.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want some experience car detailing, then there's an option there of great before and after pictures then, eh?
True. The person that people want to show off their skills on, right? Yeah.
Check out this.
Look what I did to this little ship show. All right, let's do one more tune and then one or two more, rages.
Yeah.
This is Adam Port, Strive, Keine Musik, also in Malachi with Move.
Got
Adam Ports, Drive, Keine Musik. There's so many people involved in that. Also in Malachi with Move. Good tune, good tune. It's 8:03 here on 98.1 Reagan Community Radio. You're still listening to Rendezvous with Reza for another, I don't know, 25-ish minutes. With me is still Neil, and we're going through the Reagan rate from the last 2 months because we were away.
We're going deep.
And can't really say that we missed out on a lot. It's just the same, right? I mean, winter. Winter might be a bit more ragey than usual because people have more depression and more time to be angry at things, you know.
Yeah.
So what else do we got?
Okay, we're taking it back to the 14th of August.
14th of August.
Who is so very evil to smash a booze bottle in No Alcohol Children's Park on a beautiful riverside?
Evil, pure evil.
Where children and adults walk barefoot. Surely there should be a steep fine for these evil offenders.
I love the word evil. It's just evil.
And then some great comments in there. Yeah. It's quite possible that it was from yesterday evening while no kids were present. They forgot it on the bench and the wind blew it off.
Yep.
Not everything has been maliciously planned out to hurt people.
Yeah, not everything is evil.
That only happens on local Facebook notice boards. No excuse is acceptable, as there are recycling bins just behind that bench.
Yeah. No excuse ever acceptable. We also do not accept apologies.
No excuse to accidentally forgetting a bottle. Have you never forgotten anything?
No. Never. I'm flawless.
What if they heard there was orca in the harbour immediately after finishing the beer? And they rushed off to check out the spectacle and got so caught up in the orca hullabaloo that they forgot about the bottle. I would accept that as an excuse.
Oh, totally.
But I'm quite lenient and I haven't seen orca in the harbour myself yet. Stop talking utter trash and grow up.
Oh.
I'm very sorry to upset you. The truth is, I've had a very hard time lately.
Oh, God.
You see, when I was a baby, My mother was killed by by a barracuda while protecting me. You couldn't make this up, eh?
I could not.
As a result, I've actually grown up with one arm smaller than the other and an overprotective father holding me back from seeing the rest of the ocean, I mean world.
I love it. Okay.
There was a small period where I rebelled and things took a turn for the worst. But I met new friends and ultimately conquered some fears, which brought me and my dad closer together, as he also conquered his fears in different scenes, I mean ways. In the end, I got to go to school, though, and I wasn't even bullied for my short arm.
Okay, how does that relate to the bottle?
I don't know, but it goes on. I'm glad it's just your arm, bro. I was following your story closely. I found my sphincter muscle tighten at one point. My anxiety levels and ADHD diagnosis had an argument over what body part it was going to be. They thought it would be located in your lower part of the body, given how poor Kuda's vision tend to be. You see, my brother lost both legs. My father lost one, but was born with three.
Oh my God. Somebody had a good time on the notice board.
The middle one went... Then my mum left him. Not sure why. I mean, he's still able to walk. Oh no, I've just upset myself. Here comes the anxiety wave. I'm going to have a Heineken and take some Valium. Cheers.
Okay, look what a bottle of glass can create in our community.
And there's some good stuff in there. So big shout out to
nice stories.
Some great, and it goes deeper. We could go on.
It goes deeper as you than know. Yeah. Losing an arm.
That's a great story.
Over
so
a bottle.
There you go.
Wow. I mean,
big shout
at
out
least
to
people
Tim
are.
Gimmel.
Yeah, at least people are. What's the word I'm looking for?
Very creative.
Creative.
People,
yes.
Very creative people in Raglan, isn't there? That's a great. That's a kid's story right there.
It's also a good counter story. Somebody says something very, you know, minor, like, oh, there's trash there. That reminds me of a time when I lost an arm. What a great
and
counterpoint.
That's his journey. That's yeah. That's his journey.
That's
you can't
just, you know,
you can't we've all got different journeys, different stories and how we got there, and
And some people just want to talk about glass bottles. That's also fine.
So that's great. I think that it's good. That's out in the open now.
Yeah, it's there.
Watch out for barracudas.
Yeah, watch out. They're there. They will eat your leg.
But yeah,
maybe not if you have three. But
we do need a bottle scheme, though, don't we? So that bottle is worth money, and that body would be picked up and taken to a shop and got.
Yeah, that's what most of your. I mean, Germany has been doing this for, I don't know, 10, 15 years, yeah. Where you have like the cans, like yeah. Coke or Red Bull cans, but also beer bottles or any kind of bottle.
Mm.
You get 8 cents, and for any plastic bottle, 25.
Yeah, it's that's good.
A lot of people actually make money on that. Yeah. You know, there's people in the streets basically just collecting those, and that's why you leave them on the side of the road. Exactly. Because you know that people are gonna gather that. Yeah, you know, homeless people, but yeah. So yeah, we need that.
So, but at this stage, we don't have that. And glass bottles can be dangerous, especially around areas where lots of people are walking bare feet. And as one person summed up, filthy demons.
Evil. Just pure evil. Yeah.
Let's start DNA tests.
Definitely. Yeah, that's where the rapers' money should be spent. Taxpayers' money, I mean. Cool. Let's do one more before I let you go.
All right. What have we got? What have we got?
Probably also something from sometime in August. When did we leave? Sometime in June, July? I don't even remember. I don't even remember. It's been so long.
We got this one from a few days ago. Oh. Almost scared to know, what is all the squiggly, foamy, yuck stuff in our harbour?
Okay. Now, I'm just anticipating there's going to be some very scientific answers of people really explaining how this stuff comes about. And then there's going to be some I lost a leg stories.
Yes, let's see. Mm. OMG, it's probably loo paper. If it looks like spoon and feels like spoon, am I pronouncing that right? And smells like spoon, and tastes like spoon, and burns your nostrils and airways and lungs when you snort a handful of it, just to do a final check that it's not some agitated solution of hastily thrown overboard narcotics, then it's probably just spoon.
I don't even know what spoon is.
Spoon, sea foam, all natural. Yeah. So we've got a few seafoam, yeah, sewage.
Normal.
Looks like it wouldn't be yet. I wouldn't for a second believe our council would tolerate this. Seafoam, just nature. It's in every harbour. Foam.
It's nature.
Foam. A lot of
FOMO.
Foams. Yeah. So I think we can safely say it's
okay.
It's foam. But
maybe don't eat it.
No.
But you can sniff it and touch it.
And snort it.
Apparently. I want to know what spoon is.
So that's a word.
It sounds like you're mispronouncing sperm.
True.
You're saying spoon. Spoon.
If it looks like spoon and feels like spoon,
spoon.
And spells like spoon.
Literally.
Shout out to Kelly.
Putting
great comment there.
Spoon in my Google thing right now because I'm like, I've never heard that word before. S-P-U-M-E. Spoon.
Whoa, check out those pictures.
Wait. Oh, it just pronounced it.
It did.
Cause, so it is froth or foam, especially that found on waves. Huh.
Spume. Spume. Oh, sorry. Oh. My apologies, my bad English.
This Scottish guy can't
speak. Spume.
Yeah.
Spume.
Spume.
What that'd be a cool t-shirt, eh?
Spume.
It's like spume, skateboards spume or something.
Spume sounds, yeah, it sounds a bit like, spume.
Yeah.
You know, like spew. You spewing.
Spume. Spume. You okay over there? Just spuming?
I'm just spuming. Spuming a bit.
Creating
today.
Some spume.
Yeah. Did you see me spume back there?
I was so embarrassed.
So yeah, don't worry. The froth on the waves is spume.
So feel free to drink that. It's fine.
It's okay. Neil, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Always
thank
a pleasure.
You.
We try to keep at it, right?
Yeah. Bit more content out there, people. Just
Monday
it up.
Mornings, evenings.
It up.
Yeah,
rage it up out there.
People, get on the notice board. Give us the content.
Yeah. Don't worry about thinking about what you're doing. Just get
because most people,
on.
As you can see, don't.
Yeah,
that's what we need. Just less thinking, more writing.
Just get on there and do it. You'll feel so much better.
Say what you want to say about people driving or animals or
preferably
your neighbor.
In capital letters.
Yeah.
And just hit that enter.
Okay. Boom. don't think about it, just log out.
Just press enter. And just let it soak.
Had a bad day.
Let it soak.
That's what we want. And we support you. We support you. That was Neil here on Rendezvous with Reza on 98.1. Thanks for coming and see you next week.
We will do. Thank you very much for having me.
Slow down for the night, oh. Let me know that you're down for the vibe. Then you're down for the vibe, oh. We don't say bye-bye. You can see my eyes, then I'm on the rise, oh. I believe by the light, your body be smiling, oh. These are the nights I love. Cause you know, baby, I adore you.
I'm sick of fighting. Yeah. You keep trying, that don't mean nothing. And now I don't mind saying how I feel, I think about you. And I don't mind saying how I feel, I'm good without you. But you could have been all that I want, that I need.
I don't want no distractions. I'ma speak with my actions. Check this, I put your name on a necklace. That's a chain reaction. Don't judge me for adapting. She studying law of attraction, doing her own taxes. Too complex for a caption. It's better I hurt you than somebody else. Fuck with me, I put you in a truck with me. You're stuck with me, can't take back all the shit that you done with me. You're gonna break a bone, you fall out of love with me. I need a bulletproof vest for all of the shots that you're drinking for me. Answer the phone, make it simple for me. God, I know that you're thinking of me. Deep.
Now I don't mind saying how I feel, I think about you. And I don't mind saying how I feel, I'm good without you. But you could have been all that I want, that I need. Could have been all that I want, that I need. Could have been, we could have been, we could have been, we could have been.
Yeah, when I met you, I found affinity. So I won't stop till you found stability. Santan, banking's our ability. But I'm still learning accountability. I'd rather lie with you than lie to you. X5 got a sex drive, I drive to you. Wanna go central? Cool. Don't know what to pick, I decide for you. And put a Louis bag on the side for you. Rich love, she a wicked woman, I need witch love. Dress up, go out, take pics love. Don't wanna talk over a text. I can see how you're over your ex. Could that be me? Pray I never find out. Sorry, don't slap the same second time round. I ain't perfect, but I'll say that I'm real. If it's real, say how you feel.
We could've been, we could've been, we could've been.
That was Snow Allegra and Dafe with Law of Attraction. And before that, we had something more, I would say, weird electro, because it usually wouldn't be something that I listen to. Hugo, Topic, Arash, and Decom with I Adore You. and I'm going to go out with a bang for tonight. Here is Pongo, one of my favorite discoveries of the year. Great Angolan Portuguese artist. This is Dudu. Have an awesome night, everybody. Catch you on the flip side. Kakite. If you like random,
I see sinners in a church.
Lots of shenanigans and all of the topics and not so random special guests and interviews. Tune in Tuesday night, 7:30 till 9 p.m. on
98.1
for your weekly random rendezvous with
story of never ending.
Reza, your introversion legend. Reglanradio.com. Check out the live stream.
Random again.